I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Volunteers at the Bixby Memorial Library in Vergennes are nearing the end of a two-year project to document all the artifacts in the library's museum. Many items are Native American artifacts, and some may need to be returned to the tribes they came from. VPR's Melody Baudette reports.
If you climb the marble staircase to the second floor of the Bixby Library and open a wooden door, you'll find a museum filled with glass cases and drawers of artifacts.
We have a pretty good amount of pottery. We have a ton of lithics. We have a case of textiles over there. And these five cases comprise the Bill Huber collection.
Archaeologist Kat Rayner shows the collection given to the library in 1968 by amateur archaeologist Ernst Bill Huber, which includes items from tribes in western states, Alaska, and Mexico. Library Director Jane Spencer says a few years ago, one of those items was stolen.
There was a burglary, and it actually happened right while the library was open. And what was taken was described as a spearhead, an obsidian spearhead. And when the police came and asked us about it, we didn't know. We had no photograph, we had no accurate description, and realized, you know what, we need to take an inventory of everything that's in this room.
The spearhead was eventually found and turned out to be a replica, but the thousands of other items in the room are real and valuable. In addition to the Bill Huber collection, there are many Native American artifacts from local towns. Spencer says, for a small community, they were able to find a surprising number of locals with expertise to get the project started.
It is amazing. An archaeologist, a museum specialist, a former archaeological editor at National Geographic.
Volunteers have been weighing, measuring, photographing, and creating a digital catalog of every item in the collection, and they obtained a grant to hire an archaeologist to oversee the project. Now that they know more about the collection, the next step is to consider which items fall under the federal Native Americans Grave Protection and Repatriation Act. The law says human remains, funeral or ceremonial objects, or objects of cultural patrimony have to be repatriated to their tribes. Archaeologist Kat Rayner says it's clear that some items will fall under the law.
We definitely know that we have some mortuary bowls, which would be a funerary-related object. We have a beautiful Sioux headdress in there from Wyoming. It could potentially be an item considered cultural patrimony. We do have one piece that we believe to be a human remain. However, obviously we don't have the technology to fully figure out if and who it belongs to. So that's definitely high up on the list.
The library will soon apply for a grant to research the objects to determine what they are, and most importantly, where they came from. They'll look at comparative collections, talk to professors and other large institutions that have already been through the process. And tribes will be consulted, says volunteer and museum specialist Eileen Corcoran.
For each tribe, every tribe has a different way of dealing with items that are considered under NAGPRA. Some tribes want them repatriated, want to have things back. Some tribes don't want things back at all. Some tribes want to work with institutions to store items or keep items in certain ways. So that becomes part of the process of really working with these cultures to figure out, you know, after we know what's going on, sort of what then happens to the items themselves.
While the law may require some objects to be returned, archaeologist Kat Rayner says the library must consider whether some of the remaining items, like textiles, should be sent to other institutions.
Regardless, we still don't have the capacity to fully care for some of these objects the way that they really should be cared for in terms of all of the light that's coming through these windows. We don't have humidity control. We don't have temperature control in here, and that's just not good for some of the objects.
Many of the artifacts, including those from local collections, will stay at the Bixby. Library Director Jane Spencer says, with the help of an archaeologist and volunteers, the museum can soon create new exhibits and become an educational resource, so it's no longer the best-kept secret in town. For VPR News, I'm Melody Baudette.